So, good morning, everyone. Good day. And welcome to this meditation and your meditation, where you have the opportunity to meditate both with yourself and with a large community. And the large community is meant to support us so that we are more inspired, more content to really sit here in our own direct experience, knowing that there's a wide field of support, of mutuality, of companionship on this path, and that you're not alone, but knowing you're not alone, a willingness to put everything else aside the best you can, to be right here, not so much with yourself, but with the experience that's immediate and current. And I love the word current because it means both in the present moment and the current of a stream, a river. And so here we are in the current of time, in that little window of it that's always moving, always changing, always flowing, that we call the present moment. So to assume a meditation posture and close your eyes and to give some nice attention to the body, to adjust the posture. Could be large adjustments, small adjustments. Just kind of get everything as best you can lined up in harmony enough that what's available to you in your body to support being here in the current of the present moment through the experience of the body. Your body is always in the present moment. Your mind, in a sense, seemingly wanders off in thoughts about the past and future and fantasy, and in a sense is not so then grounded here in the present moment. And so here, to bring the mind into harmony with the body, with your capacity for attention, with awareness, not so much awareness brought to the body, but allowing for the awareness which is in the body. And then within this body, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths to begin attuning yourself to the rhythm of breathing, the coming and goings of the in-breaths, the comings and goings of the out-breaths, that here, this body breathing, is where you'll be centered. And as you exhale, relaxing your body as a way to continue to center yourself here, now. Letting your breathing return to normal. And from the inside of the body, noticing where there's tension and holding in your body. Almost as if you discover the awareness that's inside the tension, And gently as you exhale, to continue relaxing the body. Relaxing the belly. The more relaxed the belly is, the more it's part of the river of change, with no sensations frozen in time. The sensations of the belly just move and appear and disappear, flow by, making room for the next one. Relaxing the shoulders. Maybe a deep relaxation of the shoulders, the top of the shoulders, shoulder joint, down the arm. And feeling the vitality, the pulse of life, the energies that are a little bit freed up when the muscles are not so held tight. And relaxing the muscles of the face. As if the face could sit back in an easy chair and just take a break, rest. And then within this body, as part of this body, become aware of how the body experiences breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. To bring a little more careful attention to the breathing so the awareness is more continuous with each inhale and each exhale. Stay right there with the whole length of the inhale. And notice how the sensations that come into play are changing during that length of time. Stay with the full length of the exhale and notice how there are changes in the sensations connected to exhaling. And not that you're leaning into it or staring at your breathing, but more you're settling back and opening, allowing, receiving the full length of the inhale, the full length of the exhale. It's the receiving of all the changes that come into play as you breathe. And then notice that some sensations pass away. The sensations of inhale come to an end as we begin to exhale. Some of the sensations within an inhale pass away, come to an end before the end of the inhale. Just settle back and without trying too much or straining, just receiving. Appreciate how sensations pass away. And if they don't worry about it. Just notice the ones that do pass, that are no longer here. They might return, but just noticing their passing, or noticing that they're now gone. Without thinking or reflecting on it, you can also open your awareness more widely to be aware of any sensation in how it passes. Notice what comes to an end. Passes away, and maybe it starts again, but just noticing the passing of it, or notice the passing of our attention on it. As we, attention is on one thing and then it pulls to something else. Appreciate all that is passing away, coming to an end. As you notice that things are in the process of passing away, or as you notice they have passed away, appreciate that then at that moment, those moments, it doesn't make sense to cling to anything, to depend on something which is fading away, which is gone. And see if you can appreciate that openness, that non-clinging to it, the freedom and space that that provides. That in and of itself, when things pass away, in the passing, there can be a feeling of freedom, spaciousness, peacefulness, in and of itself. Settle back into the flow of present moment experience, appreciating all the things that are passing, sounds, sensations, thoughts. Anything that changes is also, there's part of it that's passing away. Chances are the thoughts that you had at the beginning are not the same thoughts you have now. Those thoughts have passed away. Some of the sensations of your body that were current at the beginning of the meditation may no longer be current. Something else is. What you were feeling has maybe changed. It's no longer here. Appreciate the absence that's left behind when something disappears or no longer present. Don't be in a hurry to fill the absence. Appreciate the openness, the spaciousness, the freedom that comes when there's nothing there to cling to hold on to or to resist. Because it's no longer present. And as we come to the end of this sitting, if you have some sense, some feeling for the openness or freedom that comes when something passes away, and how it doesn't make sense to cling to something which has passed away, is in the process of passing away, will pass away. And even if it's inconstant, it comes and goes and comes and goes. Its going can teach us the value of not holding on, not expecting, demanding, wanting, but allow it to pass. And to remain open and free for the next thing to arise. And if the next thing to arise is another person, as you go up through your day and you meet a person, you communicate with a person, you think of a person, to become aware of that person in that way of the way of non-attachment, the way of openness, receptivity, the freedom that can come when we don't cling to what has passed away. And then maybe we don't cling to what arises. We stay open, non-clinging, non-contentious, without need or demand. And this can become our gift to others, that we receive them and know them without the filter of our attachments and our demands, expectations, bias, prejudice, that in the freedom that we learn, we meet people with an openness, a peacefulness. And maybe this is one of the gifts that we can offer the world from our meditation practice. Because may it be that our meditation practice not only benefits ourselves, it benefits others. Maybe at some point it's even more valuable for us to meditate when we know we do it for the welfare and happiness of others. What a gift to be attentive and aware and present for others without any filters of attachment. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.